I can confirm that we had an aircraft accident that happened in the afternoon of Tuesday, 20th August, in the northern district of Nkota Kota. The accident involved a C-210 type aircraft, which was making its way from Nkota Kota to another district in the eastern part of Malawi. Preliminary reports that are coming are that there were three passengers on board, the pilot including two passengers. And what the reporters who saw the accident immediately after it had happened are reporting is that it ditched into the waters of Lake Malawi. And a rescue mission, this is a local rescue mission, made its way through using boats and canoes and managed to rescue a female passenger. And as we are speaking, the police, aviation authorities, marine authorities, and local people are on the scene because the aircraft has now been located where it is, and a rescue mission is underway.
How deep are the waters in the lake?
The area where the aircraft went is on the northeast of Bengo. Bengo is an area which is not very far from where the crash took place. It is very close to the shores of the lake. That is why you can see that locals who were doing their fishing managed to get to the place in no time to also rescue this female passenger. So as we are speaking, the aircraft has been sighted underwater, but in a surface not very much deeper into the water. That is why the efforts to rescue, but also pull the wreck towards the shore is currently underway, because it is in some shallow areas of the water that the aircraft could be easy to be, could be seen or located.
Minister, just this year alone, there was another accident involving your vice president. What is the weather condition at this time in Malawi? And what do you think might be responsible for these accidents?
I would not really comment on what might have caused the accident. The good thing is that we have the lady that has been rescued. She walked into the ambulance, went to the hospital, got treated as an outpatient. So when she comes down, when she is psychologically stable, she should be able to give a full account of what happened. It's different from a case where we have to rely on technology, we have to rely on recordings, we have to rely on investigations to determine what might have caused the accident. In this case, we thank God we have a survivor, we have someone that has been rescued who will be able to give us a narration of what might have happened.